Mobility of Academic Women in Decision-Making Positions, the Case of the National University of Costa Rica. Abstract. This article arises from a research work entitled Institutional Diagnosis, Equity Relations Between Men and Women at the National University, Second Phase, performed in 2011 by the Institute of Women's Studies. This study aims at analyzing, from a gender perspective, the social and labor conditions and positioning of those academic employees at the National University in order to determine the gender inequity gaps that restrict the full development of men and women. This research was conducted by reviewing listings of people elected for decision-making positions from 1976 to mid-2009. This information was provided by the National University Elections Commission, TEUNA, for its Spanish acronym. Interviews were made to women who, for the first time, held senior positions at this university and who are still working here. Among the main findings of this research is the gradual increase of women holding senior positions such as rector, dean, and director. Once the interviews had been transcribed, we proceeded to prepare the categories of analysis. When the university was first founded, most dean's positions were held by men. But throughout time in the 2000s, equity regarding the number of men and women in this category was observed. In terms of management positions, faculties with a significant number of male academic employees such as social sciences, earth and ocean sciences, and natural sciences, have little representation of women in these positions. This article finds that women positively evaluate their experience in senior positions since it has helped them grow and gain personal and professional confidence. They also highlighted a number of achievements and contributions made to their corresponding academic units.